Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here at Neptune's in downtown Raleigh, and I'm here with my co-host, what's your name?
I'll do DJ, what was it, Ready to Rip?
Ready to Rip, that's right. And I'm also known as DJ Two-Headed Dog, and I'm here with a band called Big Eyes. And where is Big Eyes from?
From New York City. We're based out of New Jersey at one point, and then Seattle at one point, but born and now currently living in New York City again.
And I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
Sure. I'm Kate. I play guitar and sing and write all the songs.
Hello, my name is Malcolm, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Paul, and I play guitar.
I'm Griffin, and I play drums and don't write any of the songs.
Just a hired gun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so how long has Big Eyes been around for?
I guess technically since late 2009. We played our first show on New Year's Eve going into 2010.
When did you make the move to New York?
Well, we started in New York. I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island. We started in Brooklyn. And then about after, I guess, being a band for about a year and a half, we moved to Seattle and then did like a ton of touring out there. Lived there for 3 years. Moved back in 2014 and we've been based back in New York since then.
And what brought you back to New York City, to the East Coast?
People in Seattle are really weird. You can keep that on the record.
Was there like a breaking point when you moved out of Seattle?
Yeah, I feel like I didn't really make proper friends or something there. Everyone's on a different wavelength than me. I'm from Long Island, so I guess I'm an asshole or something.
There weren't enough warriors out there, so.
What is that?
Weren't enough warriors out there? Like the movie The Warriors?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
And does it really rain all the time in Seattle, or is that just a myth?
No, it definitely does. It's like gray pretty much from, let's see, October through like June. Yeah.
Well, so I wanted to ask you about New York. What are some of your favorite bands coming out of the New York area?
Shell Shock's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
I really like Shell Shock a lot. And personally, I like a band called Dead Tenants a lot.
We played with a band called the Meltaways recently. They're great. They're really sweet, too.
Midnight Calls are cool. Midnight Calls?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Midnight Reruns. Yeah. Midnight Calls. They're a new band.
Midnight Reruns are tight.
But
just,
they're from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Spite House, Shockwaves.
Yeah, there we go.
And what are some of your favorite clubs to play in the New York area?
I see a lot of head shaking.
I'm pretty into playing it. I got nothing.
Well, we played at Union Pool the other night and it was really fun.
Suburbia
is
pretty fun.
Yeah, Suburbia is cool.
Suburbia is cool, but they don't do shows very often. And I think they're kind of like a speakeasy or whatever.
Yeah,
so if you get lucky enough to go to a show there, definitely do it.
And what is the best place to eat in New York, especially if you've never been there before?
Luigi's Pizza.
Luigi's is really good. I also really like Spicy Village. It's like Chinese food in Manhattan. DeFaro Pizza. Here, send it over there, right?
Yeah.
Where do you like to eat there?
What? I said DeFaro.
I don't like food, but...
I'd say Anella, the restaurant that I work at, is pretty good.
What's Anella like?
It's fancy and good. They got nice cocktails and good food.
And so I noticed you guys did an awesome cover of Rocky Erickson tonight of I Think of Demons. Was that just a Halloween themed kind of deal?
Yeah, we wanted to do something spooky.
Yeah. I'll say, well, speaking of spooky, here's the damaged good question.
I wanted to ask you about bootlegs. I know that Danzig from the Misfits, someone asked him to autograph a bootleg, he won't do it.
Oh, right.
So that's right, he refuses to because he didn't get paid for it. So if someone had a Big Eyes bootleg, would you autograph it?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I definitely would.
Can I ask a response question?
Of course.
Would you rather be able to summon Danzig with a snap of a finger or be able to listen to dogs?
Two-headed dogs I would rather listen to.
Alright, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know, I think the Danzig thing could come in handy every once in a while.
I have a Danzig bootleg. Not Danzig, but I have a Misfits live at Kansas City.
I have a couple Misfits.
Max's Kansas City.
And
yeah.
He probably wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
According to legend, he would not autograph it.
He wouldn't sign my bootleg. That first 7-inch where he plays. There's just synth instead of a guitar.
That's stuff sick. They ever you did. Have that?
Yeah,
that's awesome. A great single.
It is. Cough yeah. Cool, man. We'll listen to it back at the house.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this song. In a while.
I don't have any questions. I'm not prepared for this.
What is your favorite Big Eye song to play live?
It's a new song that's not even on the new record. It's called Hourglass. It's like really hard rock. There's a whole lot of parts.
It's pretty shreddy.
Yeah, it's really
kind of like Kiss or Motley Crue.
I don't know. What'd you say it's most like?
I think it's probably tougher than both Kiss and Motley Crue put together.
Does it get any tougher than that?
Yeah, Big Eye says.
Yeah, very easily.
Right. Well, so you put out a split single with Mean Jeans.
Yeah.
I'm just like, not.
How did you get hooked up with them?
Well, I guess Big Eyes played, where is it? We played Portland in like 2011, like when we were like moving to Seattle on that tour. And Christian from Mean Jeans just at our show. And then we became
like
friends.
Like a creep.
Yeah. God, what are you doing here?
Like, yeah. Why are you at this show? So yeah. Would you say that you have your Mean Jeans on right now, though? And you're ready to go?
I think so. We played with them last night.
Yeah.
Well, do they really party as much as they claim to?
I think they all had like 3 Jaeger bombs before their set or something last night. And I haven't, I mean, like, I've been friends with them for, I guess, 5 years or so. We went on tour with them in 2012. But since I moved away from Seattle, I really haven't seen them much the last couple of years. But they're still apparently partying just as hard as they were, like, 4 or 5 years ago. So.
Yeah, that's one of the most charismatic bands I think I've ever seen. I gotta say that.
Well, did you ever play with or party with the band Wimps in Seattle?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we played.
They're great.
I'm trying to think if we played with them. I've definitely seen them a few times. I think we might have played together at one point, yeah. Yeah, they're great. They're really sweet, too.
How many releases does Big Eyes have so far?
Ooh, I don't even know. Like, probably at least 10, I'd say. Yeah, we got 3 LPs. I think 6 different singles, maybe. 6 of them. Yeah, so 9 or 10. Because there was like a couple of weird random like tapes, like a live tape, and then like different version, you know, all that kind of crap.
But plenty more on the way.
Yeah.
What is the retrospective box set coming out?
Next month.
Yeah. Maybe a Best Buy exclusive.
I think so.
Urban Outfitters exclusive.
That's right.
Biggest vinyl seller in America.
Well, so is that true?
Urban Outfitters.
Bible?
No. Vinyl.
Oh, they said Bible seller.
Also that probably.
Bibles are really ironic these days, so they're really in.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been Big Eyes for Halloween? Speaking of Halloween coming up.
No, that'd be cool though.
They wouldn't offend you or anything.
Video. Oh man.
Yeah, other people to be y'all.
Yeah.
We have that spooky music video. Someone could mine for material if they wanted to.
And what's which song is that for?
Local Celebrity. It's kind of like a Hard Day's Night.
Zombie.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Hybrid.
How long does it take to shoot a music video like that?
That one took about a year, right?
A whole year?
Yeah. Well, not like we were filming for the full year or something. We like filmed some of it like a year, like in fall 2014, and then we filmed the rest of it fall 2015. And it's really funny because I think I lost about 10 pounds, and like I can totally tell within the different scenes. I'm like, oh, that was last year, this is this year.
Yeah, all of the YouTube comments are Kate just pointing out.
No. Like,
it's not people arguing over the Illuminati or anything?
Actually, no, I haven't really looked at them.
I don't look at YouTube comments. People are weird. It's like trolls.
Yeah,
kind of
pretty
like
much.
Texas Bros being like, I don't like women singers. And it's like, okay, you're ignorant.
Maybe go look at a different video.
Right. Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear Big Eyes music?
We're on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes.
Don Giovanni Records Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods. And
thanks for having us.
Hope you come back again.
We will.